Producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio, GCN is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program and many others can be found at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Hey there, welcome everybody. Thank you so much for joining me for another hour and another edition of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, two outstanding guests. We're going to be joined momentarily by the head of consumer affairs from General Motors, James Bell. James is an interesting guy. He was an automotive journalist himself and really kind of got lucky with this cool new gig that he has representing GM to the media. He gets to get behind the wheel of some upcoming vehicles, and he knows all the inside scoop. And we're going to be talking about an interesting story that actually is concluding today in, I believe it's Cincinnati, Ohio. That's right, today in Cincinnati, Ohio, this special event that's been going on is concluding. We'll also talk to James about some new product, including some changes to the Impala. Not the Impala. See, that's a throwback to yesterday. The SS from Chevrolet, the four-door sporting sedan for 2015, gets some updates. We'll also talk to him about the upcoming Corvette Z06 and some upcoming changes to the Chevrolet Volt as well. Coming up a little later on in this hour from the Motor City of Detroit, Michigan, the publisher of TheDetroitBureau.com. Mr. Paul Eisenstein will be joining us. Paul is one of our regular contributors here on the broadcast, and the great thing about Paul is 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, he's churning out all the latest and greatest stories when it comes to the happenings in the Motor City and around the world, and recalls continue to dominate. It is amazing the number of recalls that we're having from various manufacturers. And, of course, General Motors is leading the pack, but ironically enough, it's not affecting their sales. So we'll talk about the continued recall scenario. We'll also do a little preview of a couple of events upcoming, and that includes the Pebble Beach Concours d'Elegance, which will be happening next week in the Monterey Peninsula of California. And there'll be lots of old car stuff there, classic car stuff. But already I've gotten announcements from several auto manufacturers that they're going to be doing some world debuts there. Matter of fact, the folks at JAG are going to have a couple of world debuts, special edition vehicles, that sort of thing. Infiniti usually has a big presence there as they tend to sponsor the media center at the Pebble Beach Concours d'Elegance. So they generally always have either a world debut, new product introduction, or a little tease of something that's upcoming from either the Infiniti brand or the Nissan brand, but usually it is the Infiniti brand. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us at the regular number, and that is available to you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, so don't be a stranger. Dial us up, 855-662-4261. You can also shoot us an email at any time, bob@autoworldradio.com or bob@boblongradio.com. From time to time, it comes to my attention, courtesy of the various producers I work with, including Ben, who's running the ship here today, that folks will call in saying, won something on the program, never got it. It is not Ben's fault. It is not my fault. It is not the network's fault. It is not anybody that you're hearing's fault. It's somebody on the chain of command there downward. As I send off an email each week with winners on the broadcast or folks that have won some promotional stuff, and from time to time when I mail it off to somebody, they're supposed to take care of it or forward it on to the next person who's supposed to take care of it. But as we all know, in 2014, in this world of computers and stuff, things go sideways. So I apologize, but just give us a call or shoot me an email anytime. Bob@boblongradio.com, bob@autoworldradio.com. As we await James Bell, Let me pose a question for you. What do you think about all the recalls that are going on and the rash of recalls that General Motors has been putting out there? Would you still buy a product from GM and some of the other brands? They're are seeing a lot of recalls. This seems to be the year of the recall. So we'll take that poll question at our usual number, 855-662-4261. And, of course, we await James so we can tell you all about this big story that is concluding today in Cincinnati, Ohio. We'll also do some previews of some 2015 GM models. And I'm really looking forward to getting the inside scoop on a couple of different vehicles. I know, as I mentioned, the SS. I sat in one of those just yesterday. I sat in the SS from Chevrolet. It was at a local Chevrolet dealership. And, yeah, I'm that car crazy. I actually go around to dealerships and check out vehicles from time to time if I don't get them in my my press fleet. So I haven't been in the SS in the local press fleet down here in Orlando, Florida, where I currently reside. So I just was curious. I wanted to see one in person. I've seen them at the auto shows, but I never had the opportunity to sit in one, and I haven't had the opportunity yet to drive it. But I did check it out live and in person. So got some great little feedback from that experience. And also, I've been fielding a lot of questions. Matter of fact, again, yesterday, a gentleman emailed me up, and he is seriously interested in the Corvette Z06 and has some questions for me for 2015. So we'll ask James about that when he joins us. And speaking of the man himself, he is with us. Joining us live from California is the Consumer Affairs Director for General Motors, the man himself, Mr. James Bell. James, how you doing?
Bob, once again, I don't deserve your glowing golden words.
Well, it's always great to have you on live here. And before we talk about some upcoming product for 2015, we have a really interesting story to tell. It's been going on for all this week, and it is making its way to Cincinnati, Ohio today, where the Habitat home delivery ceremonies will take place. This is an interesting collaboration between GM and Habitat for Humanity. It's been called the world's longest yard sale. Tell our listeners all across North America about what GM and Habitat for Humanity have been doing.
Well, Bob, because I love you, as you know, I've run along a very
right
special guest. Also on the line here is Renee Seiler, who is... I'll let her kind of take over because she and I are actually in Cincinnati together and been working on this project for most of this week together, and I bet you she's going to give you some good stories on this.
Wonderful. Yeah. Hey, Bob. Thank you so much for having us. Yeah, we're actually in Cincinnati. We had the great privilege of driving the 2015 Yukon Denali. There were a fleet of us. Mm-hmm. We picked them up in Atlanta, and we drove them from Atlanta all the way up to Cincinnati, stopping along various yard sales along Route 127, which is billed as the world's longest yard sale. And the goal here is that, you know, we're in Cincinnati. We are decorating two Habitat for Humanity houses. And what's really wonderful is there are a team of us that are on the GM Foundation house, and then there are another team that are doing another home. And these people are going to walk into a house that they think is going to be empty, and it's actually going to be fully decorated. So instead of getting a house, they're getting a home. And it's courtesy Habitat for Humanity with the help of GM, which is awesome.
Oh, that sounds absolutely fantastic, Renee. Tell us about some of the stops and the experiences that you had along the way. As you mentioned, you went through Georgia, Tennessee, Kentucky, into Ohio, and I'm sure there were a lot of people with interesting reactions to what you were doing.
Well, you know what's funny is that, I'm not a DIY blogger. I'm a mom blogger, and my website is Good Enough Mother, but I have kind of a sort of an artistic bent, and I like to decorate. But I'm with professionals, and they are, I love their vision. They'll see something, and they have a completely different use for it. So it's been really a wonderful thing to see these DIY bloggers in action. But to your
wonderful
point, another
hold,
really
hold
great
that thought,
thing.
Renee. We're up against a little break here. Time to pay the bill.
Okay.
This is Auto World. We'll be back with Renee and James after these messages.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
Congratulations. You now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
A 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99 at 30dayfoodsupply.com. You can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
ZZ Top is back in grand style. We are live all across North America on great radio stations like the Information Station, AM 800 CKLW, Windsor, Ontario, the Motor City, Detroit, as well as all of our other great affiliates. And, of course, you can listen to us online, GCNLive.com, AutomotiveRadioNetwork.com. My name is Bob Long, alongside a couple of really cool guests joining us from Cincinnati, James Bell, the head of consumer affairs at General Motors, who has brought forth a very special guest, Renee, who is telling us all about this world's longest yard sale, which is benefiting new Habitat owners in Cincinnati, Ohio, and the ceremonies are taking place today. And before that hard network break there, I just wanted you to share with us, Renee, a little bit about the reaction along the road and perhaps any interesting stories that occurred during the past week.
Well, yeah, I think one of the biggest things, you know, this is a very emotional day, not just for the Habitat homeowners and the people who worked on the homes, but even for us who are sort of, you know, the decorators and the people who are coming in at sort of the end of this particular journey. But I'm amazed by how giving people are, and that's really one of the things that we've seen over the last 4 days. People, we would tell them what we were doing, that we were decorating. Like, for example, my room is the room for a one-year-old boy. Mm-hmm. And I would tell people what I was doing, and they would either come down on price or just give us a lot of stuff for free. And that's really, I think, it speaks volumes to the mission of Habitat for Humanity. And really, it just speaks to the humanity of the people that we've come across along this route. It's been amazing.
Oh, that's fantastic. As you were talking about before the break, too, the DIY bloggers that were with you along the trip, they were very busy doing posts along the way and sharing their stories.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you can follow us on Twitter. The hashtag is GMCHTA, and that stands for Hidden Treasure Adventure. Or you can follow, you know, the GMC, this is GMC, at GMC on Twitter. But it's been, I think, a really wonderful experience. This is the first time I've done it. It won't be the last. I drive a Yukon. Mine is an old one, but for mine, the one I've been driving for the last 4 days is brand new. There is no dog hair. There are no gum wrappers, anything in it. And it's an amazing vehicle. I love it.
That, that is great. And tell us a little bit more about the homeowners that are going to be taking delivery of their homes there in Cincinnati today. And I understand as part of this partnership with Habitat, the General Motors Foundation, and Team GM Care employee volunteers, they're going to be on site there today finishing the construction of one of the two homes involved. Tell us a little bit about what's going down, and I would imagine these families must be absolutely thrilled.
Well, yeah, they, you know, they have to put in their time. So they actually put in sweat equity and applied and were granted the ability to buy this house. And we had GM Cares, the team out here. When we came out here to look at it the other day, they were out here landscaping. We've had the Habitat for Humanity people inside doing all their work. When we came in, we were up until about 2 o'clock this morning, spray painting, standing, you know, tightening screws and the like. And then we got up this morning at about 5 and hit the road, 5:30. And we drove out here, and for the last several hours, we've just been hanging and painting and doing all that stuff. So it's been really a flurry of activity here. With regard to the homeowners now, so we're giving, there are two homes that we're working on. I have not seen personally the other home, but the home that, that I and the other, people who are working with the GM Foundation are working on was in pretty bad shape. We were just talking to a neighbor who said the walls were caving in and squirrels were running in and out and things like that before Habitat got a hold of it and turned it into this really beautiful, nice old home. And it's in a beautiful neighborhood. It's going to be a very emotional afternoon for all of us.
Oh, it sounds absolutely. It's definitely going to be that.
And the family, Bob, is it's a young couple with a 1-year-old son.
Oh, that's great.
And this is their first home.
Mm-hmm. That's great. And the Cincinnati Home is part of a series of home builds and improvements that will take place across the nation this year and made possible by more than a $1.45 million grant from the GM Foundation to Habitat for Humanity International. So tell us a little bit about that room that you put together for the one-year-old. What kind of cool stuff did you get for him?
Well, Bob, if I can jump in here, by speaking to you, it allowed Renee and I to come outside because we were both in the process of hanging some decorative kind of hardware up on the wall, and neither one of us really knew what we were doing. So we're glad to join you today, Bob.
Very good, James.
We got out of there just in time. The idea and the inspiration for my room is it's the room for the boy, and I wanted him to. I found a rug in Atlanta, and I built the whole room around that. And the theme is travel, which I think ties in really very sweetly, you know, with the way we're traveling in these great vehicles. But my idea was that I wanted this little boy to be able to understand that the world was big and wide and that he could go anywhere he wanted to and be anything he wanted to be. See, I'm already getting all emotional. This is the second time today, by the way. But it's going to be a wonderful, wonderful thing.
Wonderful, and it's all taking place this afternoon in Cincinnati, Ohio. And what a great story, James. And I know we're a little short on time here, but just a couple of 2015 model year questions. Always hungry for this stuff, but I hear the SS from Chevrolet is going to get a third pedal option.
Yeah, you would be correct on that. You can thank our buddy Mark Royce for that. Obviously he has an old association with Holden who is building the SS for us. And I heard you saying during the break earlier that or when we were on hold that you have not driven the SS. Is that right?
No, I haven't as of yet. So I'm really looking forward to that. And of course, can't wait to get. I've been behind the wheel of the Corvette either, which I'm so waiting for that.
And we got to get these things rectified.
Absolutely. And the Z06, people have been emailing me a lot of questions about the Z06, and a lot of people want to know about pricing, and I know you can't tell us, but I'm sure it's probably not that far off that you guys are going to release that information.
I would say your best move would be to look up what the pricing was of the previous, the C6, Z06, previous gen, maybe add a little teeny bit, but that's where it's going to be set.
Very cool. And the other big story this week that has leaked out from GM is the Volt is going to get a little bit of a makeover for 2015. Tell us what you can about that.
Well, you know, the next generation Volt is really just going to pick up on where the current one kind of set its standards. We're going to be improving the battery power. We're going to be improving the drivability. It's going to be getting a little quieter. I don't know how, because it's already a pretty quiet little vehicle. But I think from a design perspective, that's where it's going to make a nice jump. And, you know, when you think back to when the Volt first came out and first was seen at the Detroit Auto Show to today, electric cars have really, really...
Oh, absolutely. Hold on, James. We'll come back on the other side and finish off. This is
not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Attention all listeners, are you ready for a free stock market webinar with PhilsGang.com?
Hi, I'm Phil Green of Phil's Gang. Learn to adapt September 13th to the Federal Reserve low interest rate stock market. No longer do we have a stock market, but a market for your individual stocks. Using the Phil's Gang charting system empowers you where you influence the outcome of your investment short or long term. Learn to adapt to invest efficiently, intelligently. That's September 13th.
Join us September 13th at 12 noon Eastern for the PhilsGang.com free webinar valued at $75. Phil's Gang hosts Phil Grandy and Donald Cogswell will teach you how to adapt to this ever-changing stock market. This webinar will cover all stock market trading, all investing skill levels. You will learn how to protect your principal in this Federal Reserve-controlled low-interest rate market by identifying moves before they happen. To attend this free webinar, enter promo code AUTO. That's A-U-T-O. Go to philsgang.com. That's philsgang.com. Call 877-600-4264. 877-600-4264.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again, and they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Well, if I had money, I'd tell you what I'd do. I'd go downtown, buy a Mercury or two. I'm crazy about a Mercury. No, I'm crazy about a Mercury.
Thank you so much for being here. My name is Bob Long. We've got Paul Eisenstein in the on-deck circle, but we're spending some time with James Bell, the head of consumer affairs for General Motors. He's out in Cincinnati where GM and Habitat for Humanity have teamed up, and there's going to be some tremendous ceremonies happening today, home delivery to a couple of different families in Cincinnati. But before the bottom of the hour hard break there, James, you were telling us about the all-new 2015 Volt, which is scheduled for its world debut at the Detroit Auto Show. So tell us as much as you can.
Yeah, well, you know, before the break, we were talking about the design of it, and I think that's where I wouldn't say the biggest news is going to be, because there's some stuff I can't tell you about. But I think if you jump back to 2008, 2009, when the Volt first started to kind of come together, nobody was quite sure what an electric car could or should look like. You had the Prius, which was, of course, kind of became the standard bearer of what hybrids look like, but a plug-in kind of went different directions. Do you go Nissan Leaf? That was kind of a curious looking vehicle. Do you go a little bit more mainstream, like the Volt? The industry just wasn't sure what consumers were looking for when it came to looking at the design of a vehicle that has that sort of propulsion. And I think that's what's going to be exciting about this new one, because now, again, we can jump ahead. We can have some perspective. We can see that the electric car owners are looking for innovative design. They're looking for something that really jumps out and stands out. And, you know, they're not wanting to hide their electrified life. And I think that's what this new Volt's going to do a fantastic job of.
Well, can't wait to see it. And I really want to thank you and Renee for joining us live. Today's the big day in Cincinnati. So unfortunately, you're going to have to go back and hang some more pictures and do some more work. But look forward to getting you back with us on the program real soon, my friend.
Yeah, no problem. I will say thank you for Renee. She gave me the look, and I said, get back in there and get to work. So it's just me now.
Absolutely. I understand completely. All right, James, thank you again, and we'll be talking to you soon, no doubt.
And we'll start working on that Corvette and SS for you, Bob.
Hey, that sounds fantastic. Thank you, my friend. There he is, James Bell, the head of consumer affairs for General Motors, live from Cincinnati. Now we go to the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan. There are so many great things that have happened to me in the Motor City. Part of me thinks I should perhaps move there. I think about it from time to time, but lots of great things. I found out my wife was expecting my daughter, Lucy, while I was at the Detroit Auto Show. I got my Motor Trend job when I was visiting Detroit, and lots of other personal things have happened to me in that great city. And joining us from that great city is the publisher of the DetroitBureau.com, Mr. Paul Eisenstein. Paul, welcome. How you doing?
Hey, Bob. Good to be with you.
Well, we had James Bell on from GM talking about a story that they're doing with Habitat for Humanity. Got to talk a little bit about some upcoming 2015 product, but the story I really want to talk to you about is the recalls. I can't believe it. GM targeting 269,000 vehicles in 5 new recalls. This has got to be an all-time record for a manufacturer.
GM is so far beyond the pale in terms of the number of vehicles that have been recalled this year. They're approaching, 30 million, I believe, is the latest number. And you know what? While we're talking, I'm going to pull up on screen my latest running total from them. Let's see. According to the release they sent out just the other day, they are now up to 66 individual recalls since January 1, Bob. 25.75 million vehicles recalled in the U.S., 29.1 million worldwide. Now, let's put this in perspective. Up until this year, this crazy year, the all-time record for any manufacturer was somewhat, around 10 or 11 million that Toyota had recalled.
Yeah.
Just about 5 years ago. Remember, they had their own recall problems in 2009, 2010.
Absolutely.
For the industry, the total recall record was 31.4 million, if I recall, in 2004, about 31 million. So GM alone, and here we are, just the early part of August, is at 26 million. So they are just short of what would have been a recall record if nobody else recalled a single vehicle. That said, the industry is now up to well over 40 million for the year. We just saw, 3 separate recalls from Hyundai in just a matter of days. There was a VW recall that was announced yesterday. The number of recalls that are flying fast and furious in the industry this year is just remarkable. So we're going to be, we'll probably end this month at least one-third over the previous all-time record. And again, that would probably be by about the end of August.
Absolutely amazing. Let's talk a little bit about that Hyundai story. Matter of fact, Hyundai has agreed to pay a $17.35 million fine.
Yeah.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, they really come down hard on this failure to report a brake defect on about 43,000 vehicles. Tell our listeners about this story.
Well, let's back up a second, Bob. This is an interesting thing. We have seen this huge burst in recalls because the manufacturers are feeling the level of pressure that's never been seen before. I think part of that is because we've been scrutinizing it more as the automotive media, as the general media. You know, I write for publications like NBC and The Economist, and this is being covered a lot more than it used to be. I think that manufacturers are viewing things differently because they're not as worried about the damage when they have the odd recall here and there. Heck, GM's numbers, their sales numbers are up and up sharply despite all their recall problems. So consumers seem to be willing, if a manufacturer steps up to the plate, they seem to be willing to accept that. The real question is what happens when manufacturers don't, and that's the other side. That's where GM's getting in trouble. And the regulators down in Washington are cracking down, in part because they've been hammered by the media and by Congress for possibly not stepping up to the plate themselves and taking enough action when manufacturers goof off. So when you add it all together, we're just seeing a lot more recalls, and we're probably going to see that pace continue. Well, we'll see more aggressive recalls for a long time. And if you will, the real stick here is the fact that manufacturers face a lot of financial penalties. There are lawsuits. You know, there's one law firm in Seattle alone looking to get $10 billion. That's with a B, $1 billion out of GM. And you have NHTSA, which is coming up with record fines. You delay a recall and you can get hit. And by the way, there's possibly new laws coming. Claire McCaskill, the Democrat from Maryland, if I recall, is talking about the possibility of huge penalties that could include life in prison.
For a
manufacturer that delays, knowingly delays a safety recall when it is connected with a death of a consumer.
Very serious stuff. Paul Eisenstein is with us from the DetroitBureau.com. If you have a question, 855-660-4261 or via the email bob@autoworldradio.com. Lots of stories making headlines in the world of automobiles, and when we come back, we're going to touch on some of these, so you're not going to want to miss it. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Baby, let's cruise away from here. Don't be confused. The way.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. UnseenNow's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
Haynes, the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information for over 50 years, is now available in an electronic format. With Haynes Manuals Online, you get all the trusted content of a Haynes printed manual, but with added features including over 750 color photographs, color wiring diagrams, and videos to help you do the job right. They're formatted for all electronic devices with over 180 titles to choose from. Every Haynes Manual Online is written based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. Be sure to check out Haynes.com. Auto World Radio is brought to you in part by the good folks at the Busted Knuckle Garage, the number one spot on the internet for automotive and motorcycle gifts. And now you can save a full 15% off your entire order simply by using promo code BKG-Bob. That's BKG-Bob. Visit www.bustedknucklegarage.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, Dr. Hurley here to give you information you may not want to hear. Approximately 70,000 chemicals are currently used and released into the environment in the United States each year, and 30 million kilograms of these toxic chemicals are known to cause cancer. And now the good news. Longevity's 5-day cleansing program can drastically reduce the toxins in your body. For more information about the 5-day cleanse, visit drhurley.net or call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Hi, Dr. Lorraine Hurley here. Would you wait till you're dying of thirst before digging a well? Well, why wait until you're sick before getting the nutrients you need? Longevity's Healthy Start Pack has all the essential nutrients your body needs. The 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 fatty acids just aren't available in most people's diets. Your body needs these nutrients, and the Healthy Pack 2.0 has them all covered. Get your Healthy Body Pack by calling 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, I'm Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Well, what's up, man? How you driving Cadillac there? I'm telling you, ain't that a fine machine? Tell your automobile that a highway man on the run.
Welcome back. Thanks for joining us. Paul Eisenstein is with us, publisher of the DetroitBureau.com. We're talking about all the stories making headlines in the world of automobiles, with all the recalls in the news and the big Hyundai fine. That's just the tip of the iceberg. There's also lots of other cool things that we need to talk to Paul about, including something I find interesting, this developing story about a Ford engineer and the FBI being involved, seizing more evidence against this former Ford engineer. What was going on with this this woman, Sharon Leach, 43 years of age? Was she basically peddling some Ford secrets to other automakers, or what was her deal with the information that she was reportedly stealing from Ford? She even went in, as far as I understand, planting microphones.
Yeah, this is a very strange story, Bob, and there's two levels to this. Let's talk about the basic news, what we do know at the moment, and then we can talk about where it goes from there. So Ford fired this woman, Sharon Leach. She was an engineer, 43 years old, after they discovered that she'd placed listening devices in several of the company's conference rooms. She was there for 17 years, so she was no newbie. She claimed that she was using them to help her with note-taking during meetings. However, they also recorded parts of other meetings. Now, for the moment, she hasn't been charged with a crime, but the FBI has raided her home in Wyandotte, Michigan, and they've seized her personal email account. And that includes things like emails of drafts, photos, phone numbers, contacts with banks. They've also gotten information from her on bank accounts and so on. They've removed these secret listening devices, and I believe they had some more at her home. The automaker also, Ford also sent the FBI a digital video disc with some unidentified documents earlier this week, according to local reports here. And they're not saying much. Neither the FBI, not surprisingly, nor Ford are saying much more than in the case of Ford, saying that they found an isolated area where recording devices were located in the Ford building. But they back off because, again, there is an ongoing investigation. Now, Bob, how much have you picked up lately? You've probably noticed that there have been a number of cases of corporate espionage involving the auto industry lately, right?
Absolutely. It seems to be an emerging trend.
Well, yeah, it's been going on for a while. And, of course, the U.S. has accused the Chinese of taking a number of unwanted steps in terms of spying. And they're not alone. There's been accusations that some other countries, including France, have been involved in corporate espionage over the years. The Chinese are clearly said to be stepping it up. And the auto industry is one major area. You'd expect this in military secrets, but automotive as well. No surprise that the Chinese might be wanting to know more because they are trying to make their domestic auto industry competitive with the foreign-owned makers who dominate that country right now. So just recently, a former GM engineer, a woman by the name of Shanshan Du, along with her husband, a guy by the name of Yu Quin, were found guilty of offering Chinese car makers, and that included Chery Automobile, trade secrets that, according to the U.S. government, were worth about $40 million. And there have been other cases, and there's other things going on here. So this is not entirely new. We're seeing more and more of this, and I have a feeling that we'll see yet more in the future. Whether this woman, Ms. Leach from Ford, Sharon Leach, will be in fact charged with espionage or just accused of being very clumsy in terms of note-taking, which, I mean, I'm talking now not as a reporter, but as an observer. Mm-hmm. It seems a little odd that she would just stick recording devices all over the place. But let's say she did that innocently enough. It's pretty awkward, and I think at the very least her career in automotive engineering may be coming to an end.
So true, Paul. Another story we'll just keep watching at the DetroitBureau.com. A couple of cool stories this week, including Mini, which tends to do a lot of really interesting and unique marketing ideas. And here's a one that they've just wrapped up here today. It's riding along as the Mini takes the state. So basically driving Minis all the way from San Francisco to Boston. Tell us about this promotional marketing ploy by the folks at Mini who seem to be always up to something.
Yeah, Mini is one of those quirky companies that is somebody who is along on this program called Mini Takes the States mentioned to me. A lot of folks think we're cultists, and there is a truth to that. You know, the folks that are really into their Minis seem to be in it at a level that you seldom see anywhere else. In fact, perhaps the only automaker over the years that I've seen that as a brand had this sort of almost crazed loyalty, cult-like loyalty, was Saturn in its heyday. You may recall, Bob,
sure,
they used to bring thousands, even tens of thousands, to their various Saturn rallies, like the one they did down in Spring Hill a few years after they opened, back in the early 90s, if I recall. So this is just a fun trip. The Mini Takes the States, their sixth, I believe, or fifth program. This time they started out in San Francisco, and they led it on a winding, wandering route that started out in San Francisco, wound up at one point in Texas, landed in Chicago, where I had the chance to catch up with them, and then drifted just below the Michigan border through Indiana and Ohio, spending the night in Cleveland. And by the way, that was a lovely way to end my short stint with them because they spent the evening at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame next morning heading off to Niagara Falls and then winding up, I believe, let's see, are they winding up today? Well, anyway, they're coming close to finishing up, if they haven't today, in Boston.
Yes, exactly. Very interesting story indeed. Another great story that you've got up here, because I get a lot of questions constantly about car buying, whether to buy, whether to lease, and you've got a story up that you just posted the other day. Is it better to buy or lease, or is there another option? It just seems like the manufacturers are coming up with new ideas all the time.
Yeah, they are. Now, hopefully these are better options than what people had when they were buying homes leading up to the Great Depression, the Great Recession. They seem to be a lot of really creative ideas. And here's the good part. Loans are so low right now. They're at or near historic levels in the auto industry. So you get a lot of people going back into market. And that's one of the reasons why the U.S. auto industry is recovering, loosening up of credit and more available options. Well, there are, of course, is the classic way of buying a car. You go in, you negotiate a deal, then you see where you can get the best loan rate. That's great. But a lot of people over the last decade or so have discovered the leasing alternative. And that's a wonderful thing. Without going into great detail, basically what happens is you only are paying for the part of the car, as it were, that you use during that period. You don't get smacked as hard with the loss in value, what's called residual or trade-in value. So usually they're 2, 3, sometimes 4-year loan or 4-year deals, and you usually wind up paying, in some cases, thousands of dollars less over the course of ownership. But here's the interesting alternative that the study looked at. There are some people now who, instead of buying or leasing, are assuming loans. Think of it almost as a used lease. And it's an interesting alternative, Bob, where what you do is you go in and you take over somebody else's lease. And this vehicle may have as little as a year on it. People, for various reasons, like to get out of their leases early, and you can assume it. So it's not an off the line brand new car, but it'll usually be a very new one. And typically, lease vehicles are cared for more than vehicles that are purchased, because you get penalized if you stain the upholstery or the like. So that's become a very, very interesting alternative. Over a 72-month period, the study compared the three options. Now, you'd buy one car, or you might lease two, or you might do trade-ins on these lease swap deals. You might get four different vehicles over the period. And according to the numbers, and the numbers are well calculated, you might save $5,000 over a period of 6 years by going in the swap-a-lease approach.
Amazing. That's a significant amount of money. And, boy, time just flies every time you're with us, Paul. We want to thank you for your appearance here today, and we'll certainly get you back.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.